Hello, thank you so much for pressing play. My name is Kim Kardisha, and I want to share with you some of the horse wisdom shared with me this past week. The biggest lesson came around the topic of grounding, and my star teacher was Missy. For the past couple of years, this amazing little mare has taught me so much about leadership. She has a very big presence. She's not very tall, but she has a huge presence. And she made it very clear that she had stuff to teach me. One of the special things she does is nudge me to take risks, to be visible in my purpose, in my soul's mission, which is to rehab horses and share the way I do this with other people, and then offer people support and encouragement on their own inner journey. Because working with horses this way will definitely take you down that trail. A couple of things happened last week that pointed out to me that my cup of worry was getting pretty full. Not a big surprise with all that we've got going on now with COVID-19 and the quarantining and so much uncertainty. Still, this was in my lessons of the week. The first incident that showed me how full my cup of worry was due to a malfunction in my vehicle that ended up in a minor accident that did involve a police report. I was at fault. Really, it was my vehicle that was at fault. I was the driver, so yes, it was my fault, but the brakes didn't work as I was coming to a stop at a traffic light. It was the strangest thing and left me with that horrible out of control feeling. And I had to jam the truck into park because it just wouldn't stop, and I don't have an emergency brake because it was disconnected. The humiliating part, though, was that the brakes worked again afterward and that I felt like I looked like a fool. I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't distracted. I wasn't messing with anything. I just had an equipment failure. However, it also felt to me like I had no credibility. And I also didn't particularly like that I hit somebody else's vehicle, and now because of what happened, you know, their day wasn't going so well either. A very minor event, so what it could have been, but I had a horrible time letting the feeling of humiliation go. That was what really stuck with me. I spend a lot of time with the concept of focusing on how important it is to focus on what you want and to choose thoughts that align with that. No matter how much I knew this concept, I still was having a really hard time letting go of what had happened. And in that, I was also having a hard time letting go of how I appeared to others, which is a common theme for me. So that let me know that I was pretty close to my threshold. With everything going on in our world, I know there's a lot of people right there with me, which is why I am sparing my dignity and sharing the story with you, because we are all in this together. And I think what the horses shared is so very relevant. Really, it wasn't a surprise at all that Missy was on it. The next day, she managed to lock her eyes on me when I walked around back to where the horses are. She stared at me continually until I went in with her. I was being summoned. I took my comb with me, my trusty comb, and went in with the shedding pinto. The combing is one of my favorite things to do with horses because it helps me settle into my intuition. It helps me connect with the horse, and it allows them to release tension. And it's grooming too, which from way, way back, that was always one of my favorite things to do with horses. So I translated and received these messages from Missy from how she would interact, react, respond, release to the thoughts that I was thinking. And also, since I do get into a very intuitive state, what thoughts pop into my mind. All right, so what Missy wanted to educate me on was the concept of grounding. Many of us are familiar with grounding as an exercise to help calm and focus us. Of course, this is very advantageous when you're around horses, and in the healing work, it can often we start out sessions that way and help people emotionally regulate from this grounded place. But Missy helped me become aware that there was much more to this concept of grounding that could help me personally. Grounding, she encouraged me to expand how I was looking at it. In addition to just feeling connected to the earth and settled, it can also build my bubble of self-worth, help to set a boundary so that I'm not so dependent on what others think. Grounding will help me settle into my truth as well as the earth so that I can focus my thoughts. And really, without being grounded, she reminded me that it's kind of impossible for me to manage my thoughts because I'm so emotional and sensitive and wired like her. So Missy really let me know that the purposeful next step after I do what I was considering to ground myself with, which was just settle into the earth, is then to take that solidness and envision it spreading throughout my body. She helped me find like a sparkly bright light with a lot of white and yellow in it. It allowed me not only to feel plugged in, but able to shine my light, which is one of those things that I really love helping other people with, is being able to step into their brightness, to step into their place of sacred possibility, with equine facilitation, of course. The other situation that really affected me this week was recognizing how much the external world was still affecting me. I had gotten myself excited about a project at the barn, and when I was picking up some groceries, I was at a big box store, and I got some spray paint too, because I was, you know, just so excited to start this project. So all on the drive to the store, I was excited. And I started to notice that in the store, my brightness was fading. I was feeling sad and somewhat scared. So got back in the car from the store, and it dawned on me that what I was feeling didn't originate from inside of me. There's so much turmoil and fear around, I was picking up on that. And I know many of the people that I work with are also incredibly empathic and sensitive, so I know you can relate to this. After this realization, when I got to the farm, I didn't even wait to be summoned. I just went right in with Missy because I knew that I needed her wisdom, and she didn't disappoint. Her message to me that day was that it would really be of great benefit to step into being the authority of my inner knowing and emotional state, to think of leading my emotional state as I would a horse, to claim my authority. And I didn't really think that authority was the right word. I just couldn't really relate to it in that deep, heartfelt way. So I took my phone out and I Googled synonyms for authority, And with Missy's help, I really found a winner. The word both Missy and I liked much better was ascendancy. The definition read, occupation of a position of dominant power or influence. Dominant influence really spoke to my heart. That felt and sounded right to describe what Missy was urging me to consider about leading my inner experience, leading my journey of emotional regulation. And I think I also resonated with the term ascendancy because it just sounds uplifting. Of course, I'd much rather lead my inner experience to one of lightness, to a higher vibration. And Missy helped me understand that, especially now, I will have to be a little more proactive with my leadership. I am wired so much like a thoroughbred, and I'm finally becoming okay with that. And every once in a while I can embrace it, but sometimes still working on being okay with it. After all, I love thoroughbreds a lot, and I appreciate them for what they are, who they are. So treating myself more like a thoroughbred, how I would treat a thoroughbred, is actually working well for me. Missy was definitely encouraging me to lead myself more like I would a horse. Even though she isn't a thoroughbred, she is incredibly sensitive and has a lot of similar tendencies. I truly am drawn to the highly sensitive horses. I guess it takes one to know one. So the takeaway for the week from Missy, although it was directed at me, of course, I think it is a great lesson for all of us sensitive souls. Especially in high pressure times like we've got going on now, it'll help us a lot to really hold the intention of what we want to experience internally. We can deliberately decide how we want to feel and then lead ourselves to that space as we would a horse. Because if we were working with a horse, we'd make a plan, we'd be understanding about their state, where they're starting from. We'd support them through their process. This is what Missy was urging me to do much more of this week. I am certain, again, that I'm not the only one that would benefit from treating myself much more like I would my horse. So we can all benefit from grounding into our ascendancy. Thank you for listening to the wisdom that Missy shared with me. Both she and I hope that it will be helpful to you. In case it could help you to lead your inner state in a positive direction, check out our Hidden Promise Facebook page. Each morning, there's an encouraging post with a picture of some horses or the beauty of the surrounding farm. Or visit confidencethroughconnection.com and sign up for our email newsletter. Have a wonderful week and ground yourself into ascendancy. Thanks for listening.